This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler.
No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/poundcast.
That's BetterHelp.com/poundcast.
This episode is also brought to you by Louisville Vegan Foods. What do they make?
And check this out, Brent. They have a cleaner website. I have some new information regarding Louisville Vegan Foods. LVJCo.com. They have a ton of new small batch flavors coming out over the next few months. We're talking cowboy steak, honey barbecue, General So's.
By the way, they do vegan jerky, is what they do.
They make vegan Louisville jerky. But our pound pimples know this. And they know it's the best jerky in the world.
And also, listen to these new flavors. Cowboy steak, honey barbecue. I really want to try that.
By the way, honey barbecue, it is vegan. It's not made with honey. It's made with agave. That's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what it is. That's what I heard. That's the word on the scene.
But look, pound pimples, if you want to save 20% off your entire order of Louisville Vegan Foods, go to lvjco.com. Use the code word poundcast, and you'll get 20% off. And this stuff is non-GMO. It is made in Louisville, bagged in the United States. It has a shelf life of 9 months. And it's all completely cruelty-free and plant-based. So, you know what to do. LVJCo.com. Use the code word poundcast.
The only thing it's cruel to is your taste buds in your stomach, because when you don't have it, it's a tease, isn't it?
It's cruel to your friends when you run out.
Yeah, it's cruel. Yeah, exactly.
It's cruel to your cupboard.
It's cruel to other foods, actually, in that, you know, it make you, you know,
it's cruel.
It make you not want the other stuff, you know? It's cruel to real jerky.
Okay. Anything else to announce? Yeah, we should probably mention that the Poundcast is available on YouTube, where you can watch a video of us in here at the All Things Comedy office. And that is at youtube.com/poundcast. And we are also on social media at The Poundcast on Instagram and Twitter, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
What do you say? You mean in Twitter, I guess, huh? Does that have any kind of... was there any subtext to
As I'm saying it, I'm like, does Twitter... What's up with Twitter?
Right. Twitter's, have you been noticing you've been losing a lot of followers?
Have I?
I'm asking you.
I didn't even look. I barely use Twitter. It used to be fun. Now it's just it's kind of a sad place. Let's look. I figured how many... Did you lose a lot?
I've lost some. I've noticed.
Profile. Yeah. What's my profile? I thought I had like... Oh, I got more than I ever thought I had. I have 82,000.
What did you think you had?
Dude, I don't know. I thought I had like 60,000.
Well, there you go. I guess you gained.
How do I have so many followers? I don't even use this thing. I guess people like me.
You're a popular guy, man.
I don't think I am. I guess I am. I don't know.
But, you know...
I think I have an inferiority complex. Maybe I think I suck, but then... Maybe people like me. LouisvilleVeganFoods.com, LVJCo.com. Use the code word poundcast.
That's not what we were talking about. But that's okay.
It'd be funny if we went on a long tangent like
that. Right. That is funny. I think that's about it. And then you said Did you say the Patreon? You said it, right? I guess.
Oh, right? I did not. Oh. This show is mostly funded by you, our listeners and our viewers. That's why we have a Patreon.
And
here's how that works. Patreon.com/poundcast. And when you sign up to our Patreon, you get a bonus extended episode. Every episode we go unzipped. And that's only available for the Patreon subscribers. And when we go unzipped, that's at the end of the show when we're already warmed up and kind of the best stuff happens.
Sometimes, yeah. And probably actually maybe today.
A lot of good stuff goes down.
There were some
unzipped.
Laughs in Unzipped today. Yeah, there was some, oh, there was some
right,
good
you gotta
bits.
You got to sell it.
There were some definitely probably. Some good bits. There were some definitely
you can't
some
be
good.
Like, probably.
Well, I just.
No, definitely.
You're right. I mean, I don't
it's
know
It's a
what
great
I
value.
I'm trying. I was playing coy. I was playing hard to get just now. Is all you know? Because I know if I downplay it a little bit, they're gonna kind of wanna.
They're gonna be like, "Oh gonna, yeah, really?
Yeah,
I know.
Thinking,
I gotta
yeah,
find
right.
This out.
I gotta find out for myself. You know, something
no,
like that.
No, truly, in my
I'm
opinion,
playing hard to get.
In
over
my
here.
Opinion, the unplugs, unplugged, unplugged, unzipped.
What if we did unplugged?
The unzip got gnarly today. We talked about dorks and penises.
It also got kind of gnarly.
Shh.
What?
Penises.
It also got kind of gnarly during the main episode too. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey,
I might cut that out.
Oh, you do? Well. Okay. All
what
right,
if
right.
I cut that out and then add that to the unzip?
Oh, that's hey, that kind of is interesting.
You mean that weird joke I made near the beginning?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to, I try to go with it, you know?
Yeah.
There was a couple edgy jokes that were
I,
made.
I was trying to get edgy. I was trying to make Jay cringe.
There's a couple edgy jokes during the main episodes, but there's definitely.
Maybe they
some,
won't be there.
Maybe not. You might have to go to the.
It doesn't matter.
Unzip.
Look, go to the Patreon. Sound off in the comments. Patreon.com/poundcast. And I don't know if we have a remix today.
3PO. Linktree/. So you go to the Linktree/ 3TREEPEEOH for all their stuff. And this is the remix from 3PO.
Okay.
It's a new one,
check
too,
out
I think.
The remix, and then we'll get into the episode with Jay Weingarten and Matthew Golden. Run the clip. Okay, we are officially starting. This is the Poundcast, as you can see here. That's me and Brent there. Here's Brent.
And there's Doug.
And we have two very special guests today, Brent.
They're in the studio. They're in the studio.
Well, they are here in the studio.
Yeah. Should we bring them in?
Should we bring them out? First, we have one at a time or both?
They're both at the same time. Yeah.
All right, let's bring them out. Jay Weingarten and Matthew Golden.
Yeah, thanks
welcome
for coming
to the
on.
Poundcast,
thanks
guys.
For
coming on. Welcome to the Poundcast. Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah, really. Thank you.
Yeah, just
it's an honor.
You know, try to keep your mics near your face, I guess.
Sorry about
yeah.
that.
That's just how it's going to be.
Never so good with these sound systems, but.
Jay, I was looking you up online. I mean, I've known you for years, but I was like, does he have a wiki or something? And you're on IMDb as Jay Speedy Weingarten. And it says you're 5'9", too. So.
Yep.
Wrong.
Is that right?
That was a bit.
When did Speedy come into the mix?
That came in
is
the mix.
Is that a bit?
That's real.
What?
Yeah. My nickname was...
Who has ever called him that?
I actually know this story, but yeah. I'm not going
to
tell
it.
You call him?
I'm not going to tell it.
Do you
I'm
call
not,
him that?
I have. Yeah. He's a friend, so of course friends do...
I just feel like... I feel like yeah, I thought we were friends, and I didn't know about your nickname till now. What the hell?
It's something I don't use often, but I'm glad we're gonna. You wanna?
Are you fast?
How are you, Speedy?
Well, I believe it was around high school, right? Or late middle school.
A little
school.
Earlier, yeah.
Late middle school, Jay did get a reputation as being a bit faster than he seems, right?
Like with the ladies, or
come on,
no.
See, I don't like when we have to go there.
I actually could see you totally being a runner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran track, and I got the nickname.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You look like that to me. I could see you wearing track.
Okay. Yeah, I was a sprinter, and yeah, I was pretty quick in elementary school. That's when I got the nickname.
But, oh, yeah. Did you do it in high school?
track in high school, yeah, but I was quick in baseball and things along these
the
lines.
The reputation sort of faded after, like, in late high school?
I've been slowing down.
Right.
But, yeah.
Are you still quicker than most?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
Could you get to the base even if it was like a ground, you know, like a infield grounder? You're so fast. Did they ever think about that? A baseball team hiring someone like Usain Bolt? Like, maybe they can't hit for shit, but they're so fast they can just get zing, 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 they can get around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be a good strategy. Why didn't they ever think about that?
Yeah, get fast people.
Fast people.
You get people like Jay Weingarten.
There's this book out there. Sorry to go on a tangent already, but okay. This guy I met wrote this goofy book about like sports concepts. Like, it was like that kind of stuff. Like, why don't they hire, what are they called? Small people?
Something along these lines.
Why don't they have small people little people on baseball teams? Because they're batting, the strike zone will be so small. You know what I mean? The pitcher has to get it in this exact little spot.
That would be funny.
So then they'll just be walking and get easy points.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that. Is that a stand-up joke you've told before?
I think that's like a common, it's like a universal like truth that would be a better game.
Yeah, you know
so
what?
It occurs to everyone.
And along those lines, why don't they get really tall people for basketball? They don't even have to jump that high. They could just dunk the ball in the net.
They do have really tall.
Oh, they do?
Have you seen Shaq? Shaquille O'Neal?
What is that?
He's huge.
Oh, is he big boy?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I didn't even know such a thing.
Yeah, I love sports, so.
Shaq. I think another one was like a really tall person for tennis, because then they could get the serves down, like, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, is this book all about just body changes?
It's like stuff like that.
Changes,
I never saw the book. I just, somebody described it a little bit
bowlers
to me.
Bowlers had really like perfectly shaped hands to the ball.
Really, oily skin maybe, because then they could just let the ball slide off real easily.
Right.
I don't know what a bowler.
They probably do that already. They probably
longer arms. So it just goes straight to the
stretch arms.
They just drop it. Yeah. Drop it at
that's
the end.
Funny,
just,
yeah.
Long arms. They like this. They just flick it and it goes like two more feet. Strike every time.
Done.
Exactly.
Done.
What other kind of sports is there to have body things for? What other sports are there?
Oh.
Tennis.
Don't even get me started.
Tennis.
Yeah, tennis, of course.
What about hockey? What would be the ideal body for a hockey?
Made out of ice.
Why don't they
ice
get
Iceman? Iceman. Yeah. Why don't they get Iceman?
No. Yeah. Here's another example. For the hockey goalie, why don't they get one of those like 500 pounders?
Oh my gosh. Oh. He's fully covering the goalie.
It's just like Jabba the Hutt sitting in front of the thing.
Oh, that's
just
perfect.
No goals are going to go down.
That's perfect.
They don't even have to like do anything. They're just kind of like, just let their body fill the crack.
But is it ice all the way down? Or is it. Is it water underneath?
No, I think it's just like a foot of ice on top of like a.
That's so. That would actually make hockey maybe more interesting, though, is if there was water underneath, you know?
Yeah.
And not only water underneath, but there's sharks under there, too. So if you break the ice, who knows what's underneath? Maybe the Kraken is underneath, you know?
But there's fish, too. You could find food. You could also luck out.
I'm thinking sea monsters, the Kraken.
Hockey would be so much more interesting if there's like one part of the rink that's a little thinner.
It's thin.
So this, the players are playing, but they're also like, is this where I'm going to fall through?
Yeah.
That's some danger.
That's really funny. That'd be actually really cool, too, visually to see. You can see the stuff swimming around underneath while they're playing.
Yeah.
And there's danger zones, you know? I mean, there are deadly sea creatures.
Or if
there's
straight up holes. Straight up circle cut out holes of just open water.
Or maybe there's guys doing fishing too
fishermen,
that are in there. They have to avoid the fishermen too.
Oh my
stuff,
god!
Because fishermen often do like hockey.
They would love being on the court with those guys.
Selling those seats, the fishermen's like purchase.
Yeah, that could be interesting. But you're right about the goal, though. Why don't they get the biggest guy for the goal? They kind of did that in the Mighty Ducks a little bit, I guess.
Or like a soccer goalie. You know, no one's that big, but
no one's that
someone with incredible limbs who could just pretty much like just go a foot either way and block it.
Yeah.
Incredible limbs.
What is your wingspan? Or do you guys know? Or
Isn't it the same?
Is it the same as your height?
Yeah,
I think some people, it's.
I heard that, right?
Yeah. Mine might be shorter than my height.
I can't believe though that this is half of my height. That don't make no sense.
Sure did. It looks like your dick's right in your mouth.
That's funny. That's actually really funny to think
like
about.
That
this is this is my crotch right here. You know?
That sort of checks out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
That's gross. Oh,
that is so nasty.
What the hell?
Okay, Matthew, what's happening, man? What's up with you? No, let's learn about Matthew.
You're gonna put me in the
I don't know anything
right
about Matthew.
You guys met in New York.
You guys
or
are
here?
Friends from
friends from high school.
From back in the day?
Kind of from back in the day, yeah. Oh, but actually,
which day?
Surprisingly enough, LA days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Before you moved to San Francisco?
Before you moved? I think right after I moved back from San Francisco.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. How did that happen?
You
didn't meet through comedy.
We did. Yeah, we did meet through comedy. Yeah, we met at a moving arts theater, right?
Right.
Back in 2012, something like that.
Yeah, it's been over 10 years since Matthew and I have
been together.
Yeah.
Stand by 1 second. Aaron, the TV went out.
Oh, no signal.
Is everything cool?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Everything's still running? Okay.
Nothing to worry about there, right?
Okay, just a monitor.
That's good. We can't check ourselves out too much.
Yeah.
Narcissist alert.
I know. Just look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys, I mean, who moved to New York and then who followed? And then who moved back and then who followed? You know what I mean? Because that happened. You guys were both living in New York at a certain
point.
That's
true, yeah.
And now you're both back here. Did somebody, how did that happen? Did you guys say, hey, I'm going to move to New York. Do you want to come? And the other person said, yeah, and then what? And then he moved back, and what happened here?
Yeah, essentially.
I reached out to Matthew via text, I think, or maybe in person.
It was in person.
In person, yeah. And I said...
At LACMA.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I'm thinking about moving to New York, and...
Jay asked if he could meet me at LACMA.
Right.
We sat out in the, cafe...
Yeah, it's nice. Have you guys been there?
You guys took those photos near the poles, the lampposts and stuff?
Yeah. We have hundreds of
photos. We have a lot of LACMA photos that we've never released.
Yeah.
Release the clips, dude.
I think we will eventually, down the road.
Release the pics.
All right.
Release the pics.
Ask for it. We'll do it. Yeah, no one's ever asked.
You got you got lots of lamppost pics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a ton. On an old hard drive, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you met there? You made a plan to move here?
Jay sat me down and he said, you know, I'd really like to spend some time out on the East Coast.
Yeah, I've been a West Coast guy for as long as I can remember, so I've always been itching, in a sense, to go East, you know. It's kind of one of the quirks about me.
Did you go East because to a crew?
Yeah.
You're like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
There's no more Two Wet Crew. I'm wasting my life.
There is actually still Two Wet Crew.
I thought it was an attempt to bring Two Wet Crew to NYC.
Two Wet East?
Yeah. Two Wet East.
You've heard of UCB East? There's UCB Franklin, UCB Sunset.
Right. Two Wet East.
I mean, part of my going to New York with Jay was I was kind of pushing kind of aggressively behind the scenes to I'll be part of Two Wet Crew East. We could start our own Two Wet Crew, away from Doug and Mikey. And,
that would
sure
be cool if people just did other versions of just did it.
You didn't trademark it. So.
Right. Oh, don't give many ideas now. Okay, well.
But you guys made a plan to move together, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. And I would say those were some of the best.
So it was your kind of idea, and you were down to do that.
Yeah.
But then what about the move back?
The move back, yeah, I mean, I guess I moved back after a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he kind of
Jay followed.
I'm always, you know, yeah, I follow.
Jay does his own thing, of
course. I do my
own
thing
half
the time.
He's his own man.
But of course, I'm influenced by different people.
Yeah.
Obviously, both of you, comedically.
Are huge influences, yeah.
I've told you that.
Oh, yeah.
I've told
often.
You that Brent and Doug. Well, I'm obviously,
you're
I've told you
it.
That, I'm sure. I'm influenced.
You never
by
have.
It.
I don't think you're.
Really?
I think you're lying.
I think it's clear if you've
so
seen anything I've done, I'm highly
it's
influenced.
It's more in his journals. not in any like public comedy stuff, but there's a lot of kind of internal.
Hey, how'd you see that?
Sorry.
You guys shouldn't go through each other's shit.
You guys, but you guys go back and forth with each other to New York and back, so, you know, you guys earn that from each other.
Yeah, we learned about
you guys get
how
to look through those
New
journals
York together.
You probably looked at that journal when you were on a flight, one of those back and forth times, you know? Did you guys ever fly together?
We never flew together. We've never been on
that
a plane
is
together.
Dude, you guys should definitely fly together sometime.
Yeah, I feel like we've been on a boat.
I don't think
with
we've
you
even been on a boat together. And you've
been
guys on a, surely have been on planes.
We've
well,
we
been
on Mile planes? High Club or the Sea Level Club?
Neither.
Damn.
The Mile Higher. Well, you mean the Mile Higher or the Mile Low? That's if you're in a submarine.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have sex in a submarine?
Well,
just imagine the pressure.
You got to find a girl or a guy first. That's kind of tough. That's the hard part. Right. Getting in a submarine, easy.
Check this out. The other day was my friend's birthday. And he went to, like, Denny's. You know how you can get free stuff on your birthday? I thought of this amazing life hack. Mm. Tell me what you think. You get 365 different fake IDs. Has anyone ever thought of this idea?
No.
Wait, you used to do what?
If it's your birthday,
yeah,
you're treated like royalty.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's his birthday. You know, oh, let me get,
wow,
you know. You go to the bar, you go to the restaurant, you go to Denny's, you go to Disneyland, you get all these like birthday things.
Yeah.
All you need is 365 different fake IDs. But sometimes you need the app now too. It's like you gotta have the Denny's app or something.
That's the only way you can get the free birthday.
So you just get 365 different emails and logins for all the free.
You get full.
So, okay, yeah. A fake ID, a fake ID, what do you think that costs?
$150.
For a bad one. But you don't need a good one for Denny's, I don't know.
150? Think.
Back in the 90s.
Well, what if they made 300? So how many, what's the math on that?
$5,000? 400.
Maybe round it to 200.
No, if they made 365.
You're right.
Oh.
Let's say 7,000.
Round it to 200, yeah?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
a good one, if you want a good one, you're going to probably pay at least 200, right? Okay, now we just have to times 365 times 2, which is.
That should be easy.
Yeah, so it's 600 plus 130, so 730. So 7,000, so times 200, so 730 plus another two extra zeros, so we're talking $73,000 here.
Really?
I think so. Did I do that right?
Did I do that?
Nobody.
Did I do that
that's
right?
It doesn't seem like Urkel. It's that much.
Urkel. But he never says it like that, right? Did I do that right?
Steve Urkel. But honestly, okay, no one's listening to this podcast for the math.
Did I do that right?
I think that is right.
Yeah. Okay, how much do you say that costs? 200 each?
A fake 200 ID for every day?
200 really times 365.
Oh. Yeah. That's going to cost you.
Well, it's going to be...
I don't think they card.
$73,000.
It'd be a lot of... It'd be an expensive...
Maybe get a bulk deal.
It's expensive eating for a year, but over the course of a lifetime, I think you'd save money.
So it'll pay itself
yeah,
off.
Live long.
Yeah, how much is a food budget for a year?
Food budget. Probably you spend probably... I mean, it depends on your budget, right?
Right.
You could probably live off of $100 a month if you wanted to, but a year? I'm going to say this. Let's just say you spend $1,000 on food a month. Let's just say, round it up. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
In restaurants.
Right?
Course,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay.
Let's just say $12,000 a year. Okay? So we're talking after about... so 12. What's 12 into 73? We're thinking... 36
like
is
six, right?
30. It's about six, right? Let's just say six.
Let's
round
say
it to six.
Six. Of course. It's
so
a bit
after
more.
6 years, you're balling. After
yeah.
six, you're boning.
After six, plus maybe you can get a bulk discount on the fake ID. You know, maybe they can
right.
make one master one and just keep just change the name,
right.
and mm-hmm. the birthday, and then and the subsequent
probably cut costs down by about 23,000.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
you
so
also,
you're paying 50,000. Right. I mean,
plus whoever this the fake ID person is that you go to, they're lucky to get any business at all. So they're going to do 365.
That's true. Especially with COVID.
You're not paying 200.
Like high schoolers are not going out to bars and getting fake IDs.
Right, the fake ID market
yeah.
is the fake ID market is in the shitter right now.
It is. Mm. Yeah.
You know what the best fake ID is though? Cuz I actually did
tried to buy a fake ID back in the 90s, and it cost about $75, $80. It did not look good. But then the best fake ID is really to just use an older friend's ID that looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their older IDs.
Right.
And sometimes they'll accept that. They did in the 90s, at least.
Cool.
Mm. I wonder if anyone's ever made a fake ID to look younger. Like some like vain person
people
who's
who
in their 40s.
Yeah,
that's a really funny idea.
Like maybe even me. Maybe you know, I'm hanging out with everyone I know is younger than me. Uh-huh. Maybe I want to fit in with them, and I'll be like, I'm just one of your peers.
Yeah.
You're like, why are you showing me your ID?
That's not weird.
Just check the date. Check the date.
That's
You're
funny.
Gonna freak these people out, Doug. I would hold off on that.
They'd like it.
Really?
Yeah. They'd look at it and they would open up to you about some of the stuff that like preteens go through or whatever.
Here's the other flaw in my birthday lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to, say, Denny's on San Fernando Road for your birthday.
That's my favorite one.
That's
the one I go to.
Have you actually been there?
Yeah, I love that
one. We went there together.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I used to live in Cypress Park. That was the nearest
right
one.
Up
I mean,
this...
I still, that's yeah. still
Is
the
there something
I
special
to.
About that one?
I think it just has a good energy late at night.
Okay, say you go there. They're going to remember that's you're the birthday guy.
Yeah.
So you come back in.
Switch it up.
You got to have also, you got
to have 365 mm-hmm. places to go.
No.
Gas is going to add up.
You got to have a few different Denny's around town. Those are going to dry up. If you want to keep doing Denny's, you got to need different looks, wigs, mustaches, glasses. You
got
to change up your look. You know, maybe one day you're kind of like, you just got to act all different. Like, I'm definitely a different guy. It's my birthday. And you can't be bringing the same friends with you either, or they got to look different.
You're a comedian.
Otherwise,
you
they're
going to
be
characters.
On to you.
You could test out some
it
new
does
characters.
For, it maybe also, every 3 months they'll kind of forget who you
it
were.
It also forces you to change it up a little bit. Yeah. You know, you're not going to the same place all the time.
Expand your social support
system.
Yeah, but
I don't know
like
what.
Make new friends.
Yeah. It forces you to explore Los Angeles.
You got to get out.
Or wherever you live.
Right.
You know?
Let's see.
New York.
Restaurants that give you.
New York, yeah.
A discount on your birthday.
You know what's another life hack on your birthday is you go to BJ's. There's a
okay.
BJ's. Sorry, I'm not going to say. I had
the home of the Pizookie?
Exactly. You get a free Pizookie.
Is that really what they're all about?
Free Pizookie?
Yeah. On your birthday,
What is a Pizookie?
Pizza cookie.
It's a big cookie that's the size of a pizza, right? Or something? A personal pizza?
Something like that. Yeah, it's really good.
It's actually pretty
cream on
good.
Is it sweet?
Yeah.
It's got that sweet. It is sweet, okay. Yeah.
Check this out.
It's actually not really sweet. It's more sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's pretty sweet, yeah.
Wow.
That's like a new trend. People say that now?
Sweet. It's just, a different adjective, you know?
You can eat. You can feast like a king on your birthday. I have this list of free stuff. I'll just skim through it a little bit, but there's tons. Applebee's, free dessert. Arby's, free curly fry, and small shake. Abonpa, whatever how you ever pronounce that one.
Pain.
Lunch
Abon
is free
pain.
On your birthday. Y'all have to, with each of these, you have to join their club. They're like, you know what I mean? You're going
right.
to be in their system.
There's one little drawback.
Yeah.
You have to tip.
What?
Yeah.
Not on your birthday. You know what? You could just
That's
not
kind,
tip.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're not gonna see you again.
You're right.
I thought we were going to show up and you guys weren't going to be here. I was going to be like, we got stood up, Maddie.
No, instead, we come in, we're offered these delicious liquid deaths.
Creepy looking.
Immediately.
It looks scary.
It is
the
morbid.
Font?
Yeah.
It reminds me of,
yeah. Yeah,
our life.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. It's for hardcore water people, yeah.
Works, so, though.
You have to kill your thirst or something like that.
Murder it.
Murder it, yeah, right. It's kind of
they
violent.
Love this, by the way. I'm sure they're.
We talked about. We actually talked about this
like,
on.
Wow! Thank you, guys. Money in the bank.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's just change the subject.
So, you can go to Disneyland for free on your birthday. You can go to.
You just text us when you're pissed.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at my nose because I had other thing.
Oh yeah.
Other observations.
Damn. Funny shit throughout the week.
Yeah.
Funny thing with Denny's is you used to be able to eat for free if you were a kid on one day of the week. I think it was Wednesday.
Cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Really?
Hey, what about Sizzler? They probably have a birthday deal there.
I'm
right?
sure they do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe as part of the birthday thing, you can also just be a kid one day. Save one of those IDs. One day of the week, you can be a kid.
Right.
Hey, mister. You got to go with your big friends that look really adult. Can my child get something for free, too?
Yeah, so you just need the child ID for, I guess, how many weeks are there in a year?
52.
52? Yeah. So 52 IDs subtract from the amount you need. Because you only need one for all of those Wednesdays. You just need the child ID. So it's going to be less than $72,000, actually, significantly.
Yeah, you need Botox or different ways to...
You
got to
find,
honest,
you don't right. look, maybe you could just find different older places that, you know, honor the kid deal on a different day of the week. So you have seven places that you can go to. Each of them have a kid deal. So you only need seven IDs.
And a means of transport.
Well, yeah, you got to get an adult friend. Yeah.
Right. Well, no, you don't need an ID to be a kid.
Oh, adult friend finder.
Oh, that is not what that is.
Yeah, that works.
Ew.
So you gotta find an adult on there to escort you to these.
You don't need an ID to be a kid,
it's
though.
Not that.
Kids don't have IDs, right? So all you gotta do is a plastic surgery to make you look like a boy.
Actually, that'd be so funny to, if you were a kid. Yeah, that's true too. But you know, what if kids did have these licenses?
Oh my God.
That'd be kind of funny.
Like an alternate universe.
Official kid
certified.
It doesn't make sense. You know? Yeah, I'm a certified
They're
kid.
They're all like cute colors and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be so weird.
I don't know. If you don't look like a kid trying to get into Chuck E. Cheese, they're like, ID, please.
You can't get into Chuck E. Cheese as an adult. That actually is true.
Really?
Yeah. They don't let you in unless you're accompanied by a kid.
Right.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that is true. You can't, like, we couldn't go
Since
in.
When?
I don't know if
because I went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Incident. Oh, really?
Well, I went to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm talking probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
You know, as an adult,
solo,
and with a group of adults.
Okay.
Although one of us kind of looked like a kid.
Was it like a special? Like we're opening up Chuck E. Cheese late night to like.
It was at night. Yeah. It was kind of a pretty run down Chuck E. Cheese. It was actually kind of depressing.
They had no like ethics. They didn't
well,
have
it just
like,
didn't,
principles.
It looked like a department store that was converted into a Chuck E. Cheese or something. It had all these fluorescent lights and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, maybe it wasn't a Chuck E.
Was
Cheese,
it
actually. I think it was maybe just an abandoned Montgomery Ward.
Right.
And you were on acid.
Could have been
Why
something.
Don't? I mean, that's a good idea for Chuck E. Cheese at night.
I think it is.
They switch into an adult club.
Chuck E. Cheese after dark?
Yeah, like adults go, and then they serve alcohol or whatever. And they, like,
it's called Dave and Buster's.
And then in the morning, they could in the morning they could wipe down the jizz off the ball.
Oh.
Off the balls?
The ball pit.
That's,
no, that's just
a mark.
That's where the action's going to be.
Okay, Chuck E. Cheese for adults. The ball pit is actual testicles. It's a pit full of testicles.
Really?
You know?
You want to play with those?
No, it's a big pit, and it's just sort of like... You know, there's ladies and guys in there, and they're all just playing the balls. And, ooh, you know, you actually like feel something. It's not, it could be a ball. It could be a couple of balls. It could be something else.
Right.
What do you think, Jay? Would you go?
To Chuck E. Cheese adult themed?
It's a Chuck E. Cheese singles bar.
It's called...
Are you asking me if I'm single?
No,
it's called
that is
Chuck
a good
Cheese.
Question.
Are you trying to go?
Are you single?
Are you seeing someone?
Are you single, and would you go?
I'm seeing somebody currently.
Oh.
Well, so am I, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
We can
so
go
you
asked watch.
Me if
we
just
can
so
go.
You could say you're seeing somebody.
No.
I see through you.
No, you brought that shit up. Why don't me and you go and just observe the single people?
All right. I like people watching.
Wait, Matthew, you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all go to Chuck E. Cheese after dark and watch Brent get it on.
Oh, yay.
You can check me out in the ball pit by myself.
Oh, my God.
You're just sitting in there. You're up to your, like, shoulders, and you can kind of see balls moving around, like, around here.
Uh-huh.
And be like, I'm not going in that ball pit.
You know what would be funny is if you see one of the balls in the ball pit kind of pop up a little bit, and then people think, oh wait, did the head? Well, I know what
wait,
you're thinking.
What if your hands
I was thinking the
here?
Guy farted, you know, and it made the ball pop up a little bit.
What if your hands were back here and you're like leaning against the wall,
yeah,
and you just see like a mound of balls going like up and down in front of him? Jim?
I think it'd be cool if all the balls could talk.
What?
If all the balls in the
yeah,
ball
if these balls could talk.
If these balls could talk.
If
yeah.
these balls could talk.
It's a good idea.
Well, we're all aware of.
What if it was mandatory nude? Mandatory nude Chuck E. Cheese ball pit lube down.
Ugh.
I like getting stuff.
I like saying stuff that make Jay go, ah.
What's next? You're going to ask me to play Naked Twister with you at the Pound House? Ew. I would not. I would call Matthew immediately and be like, don't just ask me to get naked with him at the Pound House.
And of course, I would lend a sympathetic ear.
Yeah.
call me to talk about that.
I would just ventilate.
I would let you vent and kind of hear you out.
What are the stuff that they have at Chuck E. Cheese? Oh, they have those robotic things. Mm-hmm. The animatronic.
Oh, they start singing nasty songs?
I think the mouse could be sexy. Or interesting.
What about the animals are naked?
I think they already are.
No. They wear clothes.
No fur.
Oh, really?
Well, there's the fur, and they also have clothes, too. The king, you know the king?
Yeah. They should. Yeah, the clothes should be gone, and the fur should be shaved off.
Yeah,
what if they're singing, like, wet-ass P-word and stuff?
Oh,
like
that song? Yeah.
Are we not allowed to say that on this podcast?
It's family-friendly.
It's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon.
Do you put an E, like, explicit, if somebody says that?
No, it's an E for everyone. We put an E, but it's for everyone.
Everyone cusses at times.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's be honest. In 2022, a lot of people are cussing.
Even if you're alone in your car with all the windows up, it still counts as a cuss if you say it.
That's some of the time I cuss the loudest. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do that?
Well, if you are alone in your car cussing, did it even happen at all?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Did anyone hear it? No.
Maybe like Alexa. Hello, Jay. did you just cuss? It's like creepy.
Yeah, Alexa says, Jay, I heard that. I heard that. Remember that?
Yeah, that's barf.
Barf.
Alexa's funny. Do you guys have a funny accent on yours?
I think you have the barf voice on, right, on Alexa.
Barf. Do you guys know barf?
No.
From You Can't Do That on Television? I heard that.
I heard that. No?
Yeah, we don't know a lot of references. Sadly.
Well, you knew I do the Urkel. You knew Walsh could talk.
Oh, I knew Walsh could talk, yeah.
Steve Urkel.
You know what, though? This show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Brent, as you know, I am very smart. Whenever something breaks down around my house or I have a problem with my car, I can usually figure out how to fix it. But when it comes to my own mental health, I can't just fix it myself. Life doesn't have a user manual. That's when I get stuck.
Well, Doug, I hear that a therapist can get you unstuck and make it easier to get to those solutions.
That's why I use BetterHelp, Brent. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler.
No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist.
Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/poundcast.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/poundcast. Now, you guys have kind of like a... You guys are kind of a comedy team these days.
Have been for 10 years, I think.
You make videos,
yeah,
you do shows. But you also have this like language that's singular to like... You guys' style.
We have a shared comedic vocabulary.
See, like that kind of stuff. Where do you get that from? Is that just how you grew up? When you say, I'll lend a sympathetic ear? Because that's something people don't say.
I think we just traffic in the absurd.
See, exactly.
Thank you, yes.
See?
Just, yeah, silly billies.
I'm just trying to make Matthew laugh half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully it translates to...
Hopefully. There's always like, okay, well, hopefully this inside joke, hopefully people like it.
Right. Half the time it doesn't work.
Most of the time...
That's self-deprecating. Most of the time it doesn't work. It's still funny.
Where'd you grow up?
Here, in LA.
Yeah, where?
Silver Lake and downtown.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you're like born in Silver Lake?
No, I was actually born in New York.
Oh.
Then I came here as a baby.
What did you do? What's growing up in Silver Lake like as a boy?
It was fun. It was
it's gangstery. Were you a gangster in the past?
I was not affiliated. Okay. With any particular.
Did
gang.
You have backup though?
I started a gang.
Did you?
Yeah, it was not effective, but
what was it called?
Not effective.
It was called the I had a small child gang in Silver Lake called the Tuffers. And our goal was to beat up the actual bullies.
Yeah.
But I think we were bullied. Like, we fought people and we hurt them. So I think we were the bullies.
Huh. So but they could have, you're thinking, we got to bully them before they bully us. Yeah. The mentality,
preemptive
right?
Preemptive strike.
Preemptive strike, yeah.
Hurt them.
I used to go out to Silver Lake because my friend, I had a good friend who lived in Silver Lake, and it was kind of gangstery out there
it
back
was
then.
More gangster,
back
yeah.
then, you know, it was not the Silver Lake that you know today.
I'd say things have changed.
Things have changed, but there was.
I think there's still a presence.
It was dangerous out there. My mom would worry when I would go.
When I was
out
in
there.
School there, I wasn't allowed. We weren't allowed to wear like certain colors.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's common in most of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You weren't supposed to wear.
Let me guess. She said no white after Labor Day. That's what the Silver Lake moms are worried about these days.
Right. They love
no white sheets on Halloween. It's uncreative. Because right. LA does pride like creativity and.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you had me wear a white sheet the other day.
I didn't have that.
I literally just did that.
It wasn't my idea.
Oh, I thought it was.
I said do full KKK.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's right wing.
Really controversial.
And then we take it off, and you have. Yeah. And then we take it off, and you have
why
blackface.
Why are you doing this podcast?
That was what I wanted you to do. Have blackface and then put a KKK on.
Then when, like when a we conservative say when you, on the outside.
So then liberal when we take it off, yeah, when you take it off, you're a liberal.
I would not agree to that. I would have to be so drunk to agree. There's no way.
Say that again.
His costume, I was thinking he could be a KKK member.
Yeah, he takes it off, and what's underneath?
And then he's got blackface
under. Yeah.
To show that he's liberal.
One more time.
I was zoning out, Doug. Can you repeat that one last time? Because I was zoning out earlier.
Because typically KKK members are more conservatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right leaning.
If they're right leaning. Mm-hmm. If you would probably take a poll.
Right.
So then, I'm thinking, a lot of people with blackface, such as you know Jimmy Kimmel and stuff, and Jimmy, the other Jimmy, they're all doing blackface. They're more left leaning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Other side.
I sort of see, but when you say blackface, I'm thinking to myself, real blackface, which is you know, white around the mouth.
That's and, what I want.
Okay, yeah.
Right. What's the alternative?
Well, makeup to look black, which would be different than blackface.
Yeah, that's classy. You know?
Yeah.
That's not blackface at all.
But I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good prank to do, like a hidden camera show. Mm-hmm. Put on some kind of offensive costume.
Yeah.
But underneath then, isn't a more offensive costume.
Yeah. And then get a security guard to like rip your mask off, and then it's like something worse.
No, this is what you do. This is what you do. You wear the KKK outfit, right? And then someone gets mad. You say, "I'm sorry, it was just a prank. It was just a prank." And you have a worse right. fate. You have a worse look underneath. You know.
That's what I just said.
I'm reiterating that it's funny. Yeah. That is. It's just
what could be worse underneath if you.
I think blackface underneath the KKK hood is, yeah, that's
what's worse
good.
Than blackface? There's got to be something.
A vampire.
Like
something
a vampire.
Really dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, put the KKK back on.
You could be
like,
I've never been bitten
what if you're
back,
Hitler underneath?
Oh.
Dude,
or what
don't
if you,
go there.
You have a swastika?
Hitler, bro. No.
Right wing, left wing. Really, really right wing.
I can't
wing.
Leave you hanging, but.
That's it's crazy. A not. Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Hitler
it's,
sucks, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It's a.
Oh.
Come on.
It's a Nazi. Yeah, it's a Nazi uniform or something underneath the hood.
Right.
So you're like, no. I was. It's just a prank. It's just a prank. I'm actually a Nazi. Actually.
Like you go
I'm not
to
KKK.
You go to a Black Lives Matter, like rally, full KKK, and then you're filming it like hidden camera, and they're just like, get the fuck out of here. You're like, I'm kidding. It's a prank.
I'm not KKK. I'm not KKK.
Yeah.
They'll laugh.
It would be shocking.
It would be shocking. They will laugh.
Creates laughter sometimes.
Who would have the balls to pull that prank off?
Any of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll film it. I'll be the hidden camera guy.
All right.
You're just
run to
trying
safety.
To get ratings. That's cheap. We're trying to do the real creative shit, you know?
How about a Hitler mask? You go triple. Then you pull the Hitler mask off, and then you're...
Blackface underneath.
Your blackface.
Wow.
Like minstrel style.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's so.
Dated.
You want to film it tomorrow? I get the paint. I'll paint you up. I'll get the sheet, I'll get the paint, I'll get the costume.
Yeah,
I'll get the
I have to go feed my
meter.
Whatever.
I got your back.
I guess you don't want to go viral.
I got, oh, I got to feed my meter on that day.
I got to feed my meter.
Oh, shoot. I got to feed my meter that day.
If I have to feed my meter, I got to go.
Yeah. Are we good, actually?
Ooh.
We parked.
Don't say, because they could be. Is this live?
You parked. Where?
We parked at Lancers.
They might have.
What's Lancers?
Really? Lancers?
I thought you guys would have been there every week.
Lancers? Why didn't you just park in the parking lot here?
We went to Lancers first.
Of which there's a parking lot. What's
a
Lancers?
Huge parking lot.
Is that that pizza place?
It's a diner.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they have there?
What'd you get, Jay?
We each got two coffees.
Let me guess what you got.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to sigh first. Just say it joyfully.
Grilled cheese.
Can I give you a hint about Jay?
Uh-huh.
He wasn't extremely hungry.
Ah.
But even though he hadn't eaten anything at all before right. coming here.
Did he have a sweet tooth?
Not so much.
No slice of pie.
Yeah.
Side of fries?
You're...
Cottage cheese.
Think about I joked about getting cottage cheese.
We did make that joke.
Yeah.
It's funny that you both thought of that. It's funny.
What cottage are people getting this cheese from? Okay, what'd you get?
Come on.
Okay, what, how hungry were you?
Did you have a birthday discount at that place?
Mm-mm. Mm. But it was my birthday last month.
Did your meal come with a side of fries?
Potato, more hash browns.
Basically fries.
Same crap.
You went breakfast.
Yeah, think of the hour. Yeah. That's what I was trying to give you the hint.
The hour was noon. That's perfect lunchtime,
I'm practically
dude.
Nocturnal. Like, I go to bed really late.
We're creatives.
So.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, true creatives actually go to bed late.
I go to bed
late.
Shut up, true
creatives.
My
best,
it's true.
I do my best thinking at night.
I do my best thinking first thing in the morning at like 8 a.m.
Is that
I
actually,
wake up,
true,
I've been dreaming all night.
That's the sign.
All those dreams are creativity.
That's the sign of a corporate... That's the sign of a corporate schleb.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta stay up late.
You gotta smoke up.
Yeah. Stay up with us sometime.
Dude, Picasso, Dali, Michelangelo, Leonardo, they all got up at 8 a.m.
I doubt
best
that.
Work.
All stoners.
All stoners. All late night stoners.
You know,
Dali
how
was a major stoner. Yeah.
People are inspired by the night.
Mm-hmm.
Some
music of the night.
It's
you know,
what you
I do some work
see.
At night, but I do some work in the morning.
No, you pass out early. And that's been a problem lately.
I don't even go to bed that early, dude. I get tired. I try to force myself to stay awake for my partner.
Ooh, okay, back to this partner thing. Back to this partner thing.
What's her name?
Keep finding a way to sneak this.
She's a real
nightmare.
Because she's an artist.
Right.
An artist and a romantic partner combined.
That's the dream.
Yeah, but our hours don't cross over. We have 2 hours together when we're both awake.
You know, it was like that with, I know somebody, I don't know, it's not really that private, but he's a comedian. And his wife is a news anchor, and she would get up really early in the morning to do the news, mm-hmm. and he did comedy stuff at night.
Who?
Rob Hubel. And they would have these opposite schedules where they would only see each other on the weekend or something like that. And they had separate bedrooms, too. The wife and husband, too. I don't know if it's still like
married?
That. I don't know if it's still like that. I don't know anything about it anymore.
You're not close with
I just
Rob.
Know it was
Can
like that at one point.
Can you describe his wife at all?
She's an anchor.
Surely we've all met her.
Yeah.
Seen her do the news.
We have eyes. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, she does the news, so why don't you give me the news?
You just spilled the tea.
Well.
I didn't spill any tea. Oh.
See,
that's a new phrase I keep
expression.
Hearing about. Is that a new? Mm-hmm. Is that what the kids are saying though?
Mm-hmm. I never heard it until today.
I'm drinking tea. I try not to spill it.
Yep.
What does that mean? Spill the tea? Just spill the beans, kind of thing.
Spill the beans.
Oh, it's the update on the beans. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's like desired beans. Like you, the stuff you want to know. Beans, I feel like it's not always things that the people listening want to hear. Is that true?
Spill the beans.
No, if you say spill the beans, it's saying you want to hear it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Come on,
spill
the beans.
Spill the beans.
Come on, spill the beans. Oh, he just spilled the beans.
You know, spill the beans was fine. Now, why do they got to do spill the tea?
Well, I'm wondering how that got to tea, from beans to tea.
Hmm.
I'm thinking to myself,
Maybe those beans were coffee beans, and then they thought, well, we're not drinking coffee anymore. We drink tea.
Exactly.
And there, that, it goes.
It right. could happen.
And there it goes.
The both are like are. Dry, very dry foods that get that have to be wettened to be enjoyed.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Wettened?
Wettened. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or like sogged up.
Oh, that's what you it is, maybe. Yeah. Up.
Yeah.
How do you go from beans to tea?
It's just the latest up. You know how your iPhone, your or maybe your iPhone. I don't know if you have a smartphone.
Never.
Okay, yeah. The iPhones have these updates on the apps. Oh, yes, I would like
we'll
to update.
We'll explain later.
Yeah, they're updates. And yeah, it's just, you know, young people like to come up with the latest new phrase amongst their peers.
Wait,
so.
we got off track here. You got a side of breakfast
your
potatoes.
Partner?
You No, I don't.
We were talking about which restaurants
have partner,
discounts
you
on your birthday.
Okay. So.
Come on.
You're making breakfast. You got hash browns.
Too much. Yeah.
What was she telling his name?
Let me guess. Two eggs sunny side down.
Ooh.
Okay, you're so close.
Sunny side up?
Yep. That's me.
Really?
Yeah, that's me. Two eggs sunny side up.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And then hash browns?
And hash browns.
And then some toast.
And rye toast.
Some little triangles of toast, I hope. Pre-buttered?
Yeah. Pre-buttered. They did it for me.
You didn't have throw sausage on there either, did
Mm-mm.
you? No links?
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Links, Jay?
They have them.
Nope.
I checked.
Jay wouldn't eat that kind of thing, right?
Links? No. I don't think I would ever.
Have you ever asked Jay the story of how he became a pescatarian?
That's a really good question. I love
Are you pesca?
I guess so.
You just
I,
eat whale.
I don't eat fish very much.
You eat tuna-safe dolphin.
I guess I haven't fully eliminated.
Well, how did this happen?
It's a good question. Matthew's just getting my goat right now. no, it's really, there is no real story.
There had to have been like
He was
a
getting
moment,
your goat.
Right?
That's not a real good story. It wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't
there
one
is no
moment.
Story.
Come on, Jay, spill the tea.
Let's make a story cool, for yeah. Jay.
Spill the tea.
Let's make a story for Jay.
Yeah. There is no story. So yeah, go ahead.
Probably well, saw like a cow being sliced or something,
yeah.
right?
I think
yeah.
you just were thinking, I don't like this animal cruelty. I'm going fully vegan, vegan. But then you were out with your buddies, Matt, and then he goes, and then you pass by a sushi place, sushi stop. You thought, I cannot resist. I love the stuff, you know? I yeah. can't get enough of the stuff.
No, I have a better story. So Jay was born and raised vegan, never had a bite of an animal product. And then one day he was out swimming, and this could be a two-hour cruise.
Oh, let's bring it back, by the way. I've
You're
been
out
trying to
swimming.
Bring it back.
I'm calling Mikey.
You're doing a backstroke, and this dolphin comes and bites you right on the balls. Crunch.
There's
ouch.
The comedy.
Right there.
Crunch, ouch. And then these other fish
Crunch.
Are laughing at you.
Yeah.
They're like laughing at you. And you know what? I'm going to eat these stupid-ass jerks. So you start vegan, and then you add fish because you don't because they're dicks,
right?
Because they bit you on the balls,
yeah,
something like that.
It could be that's part of the history,
it could
and
be
also
a Disney star story.
And then when yeah. Jay, you started living that Wall Street lifestyle, you guys were going out to sushi places all the time. You couldn't resist,
yeah. Sushi
and it was
is the
revenge
next, like,
too.
It food,
yeah.
It's the next like
the next
start.
It's going to be in there, up there.
I hear that's gonna be popular.
Yeah.
It's gonna be real popular.
One thing I love to do is on a date, is I like I'm out with someone. I'm like, I want to take you to this nice sushi place.
Right.
They usually say something.
Yeah.
They usually say something like raw fish.
Trust me.
It can't be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds scary.
Yeah. You put it in the oven at least, or the frying pan.
Can't have anything cooked.
You're not. That makes it not sushi. If they've like. Altered in any way.
What if they do that deep fried sushi stuff?
That's what you're
That's
into.
That's not sushi?
You love that stuff.
That's what I love.
What about,
doesn't count
what about that Philly roll? What about that Philly roll?
Ooh.
That has
Shout
cream
out
cheese,
Philadelphia
right?
listeners.
That's got the cream cheese, and mm-hmm. it's also got some kind of salmon in it. Right? Mm. Sometimes they cook it, too. Bake that salmon.
That's straight from Japan right there.
That's straight baked from Japan.
Philly roll, straight
it's
from
authentic.
Japan.
Yeah.
Right, sure, Doug.
It's an authentic.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's invent our own rolls.
Ooh, that could be a fun little project. Where
you, where the
you,
Doug.
Wait, where are you from? Like Agoura Hills or something?
How'd you know that?
Yeah, somewhere.
Thousand Oaks.
In that area, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Which exact town?
Well, Van Nuys originally. Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
The Van Nuys roll. What's on that, Brent?
It's got definitely got something, some jalapeno type thing in there.
You know? Like snakes.
Sounds delicious.
Right? It's got a lot of snakes in Van Nuys.
Yeah,
there are. Right.
There are.
There's snakes in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like a concrete jungle?
No, it ain't no
like
concrete.
Suburb in the jungle? In the valley?
You think snakes can't get down with that?
That can't be.
I guess the concrete would like scrape. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, in a real concrete jungle. Wow.
No, snakes are pretty adaptive nowadays. So.
What's the Van Nuys roll?
Why was Tarzan all bruised up with broken Tarzana? Arms and legs? Huh?
I guess they...
Matt, do you?
Wait, sorry, what?
Why was Tarzan all bruised?
Why?
Because he was swinging through the concrete jungle.
Right. Near Tarzana.
Got hurt.
In Tarzana!
Oh. I'm just trying to punch you up. Did you know that that's actually named after Tarzan?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, cool. We're living in...
What? I believe you.
I do, too.
We don't need to look that
I'm not going to check the wiki.
Nah. We go on a wiki wormhole.
That's easily believable.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just want you guys to...
Well, you know Arcadia?
Yep.
That's where they had the first machines, the cabinet, video game cabinets, was there in Arcadia.
I heard that really? Was named after Arcade Fire.
Yeah, right.
Really?
It's a recent band.
Well, you're... No.
That's true. What you said.
No, he's making that up.
The first Dragon's Lair was right there in Arcadia.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
That's where they made Pac-Man.
That's where they made Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, this is what we were saying on the way over.
Music or...
You know how Pac-Man keeps chasing that lady?
Mm-hmm. The lady? He's
and they're going
ghost.
Back and forth? Pac-Man. They're going back and forth?
Oh, yeah?
They did have a kid. Pac-Son.
That's classic.
Look, I'm trying to... Make a joke.
No, I like that.
I like that.
Michael Paxson. How about that? Think of that idea, you know? It's a Pac-Man looking character that's got a glove and everything.
That's a mashup Halloween costume.
Right.
Michael Paxson.
Michael Paxson, you know? It's
so you look like Michael Jackson, but then you have like swimming trunks and shorts on?
It will look like Pac-Man Jr., but he's got, you know, the glove and he's got, you know, I don't know. It's something like that, you know?
No, because Paxson is a store.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
oh, they do trunks?
Surfing stuff.
It's surfing beachwear. It's
kind of right. Hit. They do so yeah, they do yeah. trunks. They do trunk. Well, yeah. They do trunks and a glove.
Trunks and a glove.
I don't know. You guys talking about Michael Jackson on the podcast though?
Do we talk about Michael Jackson?
Ad nauseum.
Michael Jackson's sort of our main bonding point, isn't it?
Because he likes music and
You like
we're the number one tea. Jackson comedians. In
we're the big. We're town. The top Michael Jackson comedians in the country and probably the world.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's, I mean, his music was fire, and King his actions Pop. Were.
Well, were, we don't have to go there.
His actions were Jackson's.
Right.
Action Jackson.
His actions were Jackson.
His actions were Jackson.
Yeah.
Should we
very talented.
Do we wrap up the main episode, or how's that go?
No, we got some time. I
feel like we have a long.
Yeah, we have a lot to
say. I feel like we just started. Yeah.
We're getting warmed up. This is
just getting warmed
recording,
up.
Has it?
Yeah. I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, Aaron, just give us a head up when we hit the hour. But I have a... unless you guys have any interesting stories.
Well, we did have one.
You know what I mean? You did?
Yeah, we did. We did have, something interesting happened to us last week, I guess. It's not like the most fascinating thing, but...
We'll make it fascinating.
Go on, then.
Go on.
Just make sure I can't see. It's more of a... It's not as good for the audio.
Should we save it for after?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we should save
unzipped?
It for later.
Yeah.
It's kind of... personal. All
right.
See it for unzipped.
Yeah. People are going to want to like subscribe so that they can hear. Or what is it?
It's like a tease.
Yeah, they're going to subscribe.
Teased it.
They've got to subscribe.
Subscribe. Patreon.com/poundcast.
Just spill
the
tease.
If you want to hear this,
we're
going to
spill the tease.
And then don't unsubscribe right after you listen to it. Stay subscribed.
Yeah.
As long as you can, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe until you lose your credit card and then you have to get new numbers.
I have some free content here, which is pretty good. Me and my friends were on a hike the other night, but we just do hikes in my neighborhood. You know, you just kind of like walk through the neighborhood.
I know where that. I know where your neighborhood is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of hilly.
Been there.
It's hilly. There's not any cars driving around.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
We passed this one. A garage was open, and there was a woman in there at a table, almost like she was like at a little. She was like facing out. It almost looked like she had like a lemonade stand, but no lemonade or something. Mm. And we kind of just said hi, and she goes, "How are you going? Do you know that phrase?"
It's Australian.
It's an Australian phrase.
How are you going?
Instead of like, how's it going? Right. They say, how are you going?
Right, right, right.
And I knew what you said, but my friends were like, wait, what did she say? She said,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, they thought she said, where are you going?
Right.
And they were like, they started to answer her, oh, we're just, you know, hiking around. And I go, oh, you're from Australia. Oh, it's going good. How are you going? You know, and then we started talking, and there was a guy, like doing some kind of work, like some kind of contractor. Or like a construction guy. And she's like, I'm just keeping an eye on my worker. She's just like watching her worker. Uh-huh. You know, it's also like at nighttime. So like, why is this worker working at night? It was dark.
Yeah.
She's in her garage watching her worker.
What was he doing? He was in a hole or something?
He was like digging a hole or doing something in the fence.
Himself
we couldn't really tell. We just, there was a guy. It was, you know, he's kind of like behind a bush doing something. So there's two things here. First of all, it'd be funny if a lady, maybe she was kind of a lonely lady, because the way that she kind of wanted to say hi to us and, you know, and we're just walking past and she really wanted to get into it. She's sitting at her desk, like kind of facing out, waiting for people to chat with. It'd be interesting if somebody just hired a construction worker just to like do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, to do stuff, but like not actually build anything. Just like, okay, dig a hole.
Yeah.
And then fill it back up, you know, like, wouldn't that be interesting? Like build something and then just disassemble it or something.
Yeah.
And you could watch.
Like if there was like a rich, weird person.
You wouldn't even need to be that rich to do that.
This could be like a character in Poundhouse too.
Because you could pay them less because they're
not
doing
the work. You could go to Home Depot and hire some of those guys and just be like, okay, move this over there. Pick up the fridge, bring it outside.
Bring
it
back.
And then they just bring it back, you know?
Keep going.
Keep
that's
going.
Like psychological torture.
Pick it up,
though.
Put it out again.
That's the only issue.
Hey, they get paid.
Right. That's all good.
That would be. They could be a character in Poundhouse. I'm just saying. Somebody just watches workers.
Worker watcher.
Anyway, that's a side point.
I mean, it could be that my character has you do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get you in on that.
Right.
And hey, this way we get to watch these guys. You know?
Yeah.
Or you make me do the stuff.
I make you do. Or
and I put the fridge back, and you're like. You're like, I paid you, didn't I? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or something.
This is like a free look at your creative process for Poundhouse.
But we
it's
were
cool.
Well, most of the time, it's like some weird thing like that happens. And I just write it down. And I'm like, that'd be a cool scene. But
just don't forget to write it down. That's the horrible.
No,
thing.
I write it down. If I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at my notes that I have.
Oh, really? You're not texting or anything?
My
like
early
that?
Morning.
Right.
Great notes from the early morning.
With each minute that passes, your ideas are kind of drying up over the course of the day, becoming sort of like
it's like
you're functional.
The lemon, it's the juices just plump,
right?
And then throughout the day, that just you're wringing out the lemon, and it just dries up. Then I know you hit that lamb's bread, and you go plumped up again, bruh.
Jay likes lamb's bread.
Anyway, my friends were like, "I can't believe how that weird. How are you going?" And I'm like, how's it going isn't any less weird.
It is weirder than
what
you.
What do you mean it?
It's a question about you. So, yeah, why would you say it? That's so weird.
It's more personal. Like, how are you going? I'm going good. How's it going? You know, that's like, it's the same weirdness, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, what if this evolved to like, okay, how's it going? It's just like, what could be weirder than that? If you see a stranger and they just go, where are you going?
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
That's very
where are you going?
Yeah.
Now that's disturbing.
Right.
How are you going is fine. Where are you going? Then it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You can say,
if you want to really freak people out, say, then you get, no, I, and then there's a couple more steps here. Then you go, where's it going?
Where is this going?
Well, I was going
to say, hi to me. Like, say hi to me. Hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Where's it going? You know, then that'll put that person in a weird position. Like, what does that mean?
Right.
How about this one?
No, here's the ultimate one.
Oh, go ahead.
Where's this going? You know what I mean?
I just said that.
Like,
literally just said that.
You did? You said, where's this going?
Yeah.
Well, I just told you where it's going. It's to the ultimate line. Where's this going? Say, hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, where's this going?
How about this one?
It's creepy.
Say hi to me.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Say hi to me.
Hi, Brent.
Hey, how will ya?
What?
How will ya?
How will ya?
Yeah. How will you be? You know, what is your intention on
how
being?
How will you?
Yeah. What's your intention on being today?
It's usually like the present, not the future.
No, I know, but it's your present intention. It's your present intention of to where you're going to go.
Do you guys honestly think we're all going to be happy in 10 years?
Shit.
Not Doug, great. But me, I will be. Yeah.
Jay, this is going great. Yeah. This is going great, so he asked that question.
We had to go there.
I will be.
You're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a kid by then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't any kids. I can't afford that.
You will be in 10 years, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You will be, mate.
I'll probably have a baby.
Editing and DJing is going to skyrocket in about 5 years. And skateboarding, sorry.
I've been actually getting into missiles.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
That's
profitable. Yeah. That's good for kids.
Nice.
They're going to skyrocket.
Oh! That is.
You fell right into my trap.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was very funny.
Yeah, happy in 10 years. You just got happy a minute later getting Jay's
goat. Wait, do you think you're going to be happy in 10 years?
Yeah.
Or do you think we're going to be in a... You know, a hellhole of fires and floods.
I mean, of course, there are always ups and downs, right? but I think I'll be happy.
Uh-huh.
Even if there's a flood, probably.
It dries up. And the fire comes and washes it away.
Right. Do you think you'll be aroused in 10 years? I'll tell you what.
Like
there's always
exactly
ups and
10
downs.
Years from now?
There's always
ups and downs. That's
true.
Funny.
That's true.
Especially in the ball pit.
Ball pit after dark. It's like black balls.
Yeah, you know, actually, right. It's
they swap out the kid balls and they put like adult balls in there. What if they're a little bigger too? They're like
leather balls
scaled up to the human body.
Sexy.
Oh, leather balls.
Ew. Honestly,
what would it be called? Jerky G's or something?
What if the balls are those
jerky jizz?
Yeah.
Chucky Jizz?
Chucky right. Jizz. Jerky Jizz, yeah. Jerky Jizz. We're going to Jerky Jizz tonight. You want to come? But the balls are those kind of
the
medicine.
Sign just changes. Like, some of the lights flicker, and it changes to Jerky Jizz. But
oh
it's
my
the
God.
Same place.
Parents are covering. No, little Johnny, look away.
That's Jerky Jizz. This is where Mom and Dad go at night.
Yeah.
It's the same place. Chucky
it's
is
awkward.
There. Oh, yeah, hon. Chucky will be there. He's called, like, Fucky.
Ew.
Fucky Jizz.
Fucky.
Yeah. He knows about
Fucky
labia.
Fucky Jizz.
Yeah, there's
a world
lot.
Where Chucky knows about labia. I know what that is. Yes.
Like flap.
Oh, boy.
Flaps.
Well, we should move to the unzip because we got Omar coming, you know.
Over an hour? So what does that mean?
We got Omar coming in a little bit here. You know about Omar?
I know about.
You will.
Of.
We got time. He's coming at 3:30?
Yeah.
It's 2:44.
I know, but we're going to do our little
right,
ads.
We got to
record ads.
We got to do so and so.
You all say right. The time when you're recording the podcast?
Yeah, because we are about just being real.
It's a transparency.
Being
kind of
transparent
podcast.
And honest. People might think this has to be done late at night. These guys are so loose and freaky.
I'm a
they're,
big
so creative.
In,
they're so
salary,
creative.
They're so
creative.
Salary transparency.
Yeah.
I'm big on salary
you
transparency.
You are.
Like, that was the
really?
First question I was going to ask.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm really big on salary transparency.
Yeah.
Want to hear my salary?
Yeah.
Everyone, stick around for Unzipped if you want to hear my salary. No, I'll tell you right now.
What?
Zero. I'm not on salary.
Oh.
I'm a freelancer.
Oh.
I'm a freelancer.
So he still makes money.
Mm-hmm. Your money's still coming in. Just,
where do you work?
My salary.
I'm a freelancer, too.
See, that's how you get it.
That's why you went to Lancers.
That's why I went to Lancers.
Lancers.
Because it's like a freelancer. Wait, have you eat there for free. You know?
Naturally.
Have you guys really never been to Lancers?
That is crazy. It's on this so block. Close. And it's an enormous diner.
I don't.
And you would love it.
If we eat after this or before, we go to Tony's Darts Away.
That's right, yeah.
Tony's Darts Away?
Mm-hmm. Is that walking distance?
No, just but it's close.
It's close, but it's like, cool. I don't know, they got vegan bar food and it's kind of chill.
Barf? Hmm. Vegan barf?
Oh, Jay.
Food?
Oh.
Ew.
What am I, Jay now? Oh.
Hey. You know what, you want to know my celery?
Yeah.
I like to dip it in peanut butter.
Celery. He even said celery.
That's one of the few foods that consumes more calories by eating it than you get from, than you get.
That's why my celery is negative zero, or it's negative. My salary is in the negatives because you burn more calories eating the dang stuff than gaining. So it's actually I'm making less as far as calories goes.
So, yeah, you're in debt.
I'm in debt.
Yeah.
I'm in debt, actually. That's my salary.
Jay and Matthew, do you have anything you could want to plug before we go to the Unzipped?
Well, our short film, Matthew and Jay Comedy, is about to be released to the public.
Wait, didn't you make a film that was like took 10 years to make?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this something else?
This is another thing.
This is another thing. Yeah, okay. We are going to screen that film that we took 10 years to make spin at some point very soon.
Yeah.
But what's the first one called?
It's called Matthew and Jay Comedy. Mm-hmm. It came out on Eternal Family in like April, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting its public free release.
I think I saw it. Did you premiere that at one of the Eternal events?
Yeah, I think you saw it. We're in the
you
mall.
You could watch it.
You guys
were
at the mall. Everyone was in stitches.
You could watch it again, though.
That's funny.
Well, let's watch it again. Eternal.tv.
Eternal.tv.
Or get... They're a friend of the show.
It's going to be on YouTube for free.
They're a friend of the show, too. So get the app.
Yeah, Eternal.tv.
Just get the app anyway. Or go to Eternal.tv.
It's free.
Cool. Yeah. Follow Jay and Matthew on social media. At Jay Weingarten.
Mm-hmm.
And at Matthew Golden.
That's right.
Pretty easy.
Goldin.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a creative twist.
I know. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Gold is in.
Gold is in. Right. That's a nice like mnemonic device. Yeah. If anyone's forgetting how to write my name, gold is in. Gold is in.
Yeah, you should do that when you meet people. And you shake
all right,
their
folks.
Hand.
If you want to keep, if you want to keep listening to us talk, we're gonna go unzipped, and they're gonna tell us something crazy. You guys sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/poundcast, which is patreon.com/poundcast. And we would like to thank our Poundcast team working behind the scenes. Aaron Bruntgart back there behind the board.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. So thank you to Jack Birch, L.Bircho on social media.
Thank you.
And Jackie Montana. They help us behind the scenes put the show together. And that's about it, Brent.
Let's wrap.
Peace. Talking on the Poundcast.